I want to take this opportunity to thank Reverend Chris Chia for sharing his ministry with us. We have been blessed, we have been enriched. Thank you for spending this time with us. We now come to the last saying of Jesus, at least as laid out in this service. Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. We can see this closing statement as we compare it to John as two parts of the same statement. It is finished, and Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. Two ways of saying the same thing. And Jesus' ordeal on the cross lasted between 12 noon and 3 p.m. And you have always wondered why we hold a Good Friday service during this time. Here is why. When Jesus died, the centurion was moved to say, certainly this man was innocent. Many in the crowds were distressed. His mother and other followers stood at a distance. Of course, many tears flowed on that day. In this service, we have tried to draw the theological significance, the devotional reflections, and the moral implications. But we can hardly recapture the emotions of that day. We can try, but we can barely scratch the surface. If you have seen the movie The Passion, you may have come closest to it, but still, we only left our own imagination. Max Lucado wrote in his book, describing the tears on this day, Good Friday, the first Good Friday. In his book, No Wonder They Call Him Savior, he described our human tears in this manner. Those tiny drops of humanity, those round, wet balls of fluid that tumble from our eyes, creep down our cheeks and splash on the floor of our hearts. They are always present at such times. That should be. That's their job. They are miniature messengers on call 24 hours a day to substitute for crippled words. They drip, drop, pour, and tumble down our faces. The principle is simple. When words are most empty, tears are most apt. These tears may indeed have been the most powerful witness on this sobering occasion. And we are thankful that these tears, brothers and sisters and friends, will turn into joy on Easter morning. And we get to hear about that. And I trust that you'll be coming back to church on Sunday. So this last thing started with, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And Jesus pulled up his body, took his breath for the last time, uttered this word as loud as possible so that those around him can hear, and he breathed his last. A prayer of abandonment, of letting go, of surrendering. Our Lord was enveloped by darkness throughout the 3 hours, as Bishop has pointed out. It was not just physical darkness, of course. It was also emotional, social, and it was deeply spiritual. In the midst of this darkness, as he felt abandoned by God, he abandoned himself to his Father. On one hand, this committal prayer is simple. I call it the committal prayer because in our Anglican liturgy for our wake and funeral service, this will be some of the closing prayer before a body is cremated or buried. Into your hands, we commit his or her body and spirit. His or her body, spirit. As one slip away from this world into the unknown, this will be the most obvious things we will say on our lips. But even for a devout Christian up to this point, he or she has not experienced what an after-death life is like. I've met personally at least two Christians who have had powerful experiences of them. Both told me they no longer fear death, as they know what is waiting for them beyond that. But most of us do not have this privilege. And Jesus here models for us how we can die well, even when we're going through immense darkness, where great doubt surrounds us. We can die praying this last prayer of committal. My body may come to an end, but I commit my spirit to you, my Father. And this committing my spirit to you is not to an unknown God, but to our Father. This week, as we enter the Holy Week on Palm Sunday, we receive some very tragic news. Highly respected pastor of this city, in fact, a pastor whom I personally deeply respect, Dr. Rick Sievert, last Palm Sunday. As we entered the Holy Week, he entered into eternity. He died instantly from a car crash while on mission in Brazil. Perhaps he had the last few moments to pray this prayer, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Highly unlikely. But he knew his Father, and his Father knows him. Pastor Rick has said publicly on many occasions that if he were to go home, he'd rather it happens in an instant, and while he is on service for the Lord, that wish came true for him. I've always wondered about myself, and I'm sure you've also wondered about yourself. How will we know when or how we will breathe our last? A wise man was approached by a young man with this question: when should I confess my sins? The wise man replied, just before you die. And a young man asked again, but how do I know when I will die? The wise man did not say one more word, for the young man got the message. We will never know when we will slip into eternity. Constantly, we need to look to God. And my point is, you cannot pray this prayer, Father, I commit to you my spirit, if you do not know God as your Father. And this last saying, in fact, these seven sayings that's put together in this manner is actually bracketed by the word Father. The first saying, Father, forgive them. The last saying, Father, I commit my spirit. Precisely because Jesus' mission is to bring us back to Father God. As we have heard, beautifully sung in that song, For God So Loved the World, from John 3:16. For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. And I'll close my meditation in this manner, offer two prayers. The first prayer, for those of you who won't say you are a Christian, but somehow you have found yourself in church on Good Friday, a very warm welcome to you. You're spiritually seeking for something that's missing in your life. You have heard 3-7 meditations, you have heard the scripture read, powerful hymns sung to us. Perhaps you were here yesterday as well for a very moving Maundy Thursday service. Good Friday is a great day to look to the cross, to respond to it, and to say, Jesus, I want to believe in you. In the moment, I'll be saying a prayer to help us do that. I also want to offer a prayer for some of us.
Perhaps you have drifted.
Perhaps for a while now you've not been hearing the voice of God. You have turned your back on Him. Perhaps some tragedy they have been going through. You find it so difficult to forgive yourself, to ask for forgiveness. You're confronted once again with the paradox of the cross, the many-layered message of the cross, and you want to come back to Him. Can I ask all of us to bow our heads and close our eyes? The first prayer is often called a sinner's prayer. Helpful for those who do not know how to pray. But this prayer indicates your desire to come to God, to take your first few steps to believe in what Jesus has done for you, to receive the love that He offers to you. I'll pray this simple prayer, sentence by sentence. I want to encourage you to, if this prayer expresses how your heart feels, to pray aloud. And to help you, I want to also ask those of us who, my fellow Christians here, to also pray audibly to help you to also vocalize this prayer. Are you ready? Repeat after me. Dear Jesus, thank you for coming to save me from my sin. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry for my wrongdoings. I regret the past mistakes that I've made. Please forgive me. I receive you into my life as my Savior and my Lord. Amen. A short prayer for those of you who are believers. And Lord, we gather our prayer and we ask by the Holy Spirit that you may continue. Teach us what it means to take up the cross, deny ourselves, and to follow you. Our hearts, we thirst for many things. But teach us there's only one thirst that matters, a desire, a longing for God. To live out the image of God they have created in us. So that in many ways, continually, we may glorify you, O God. Some of us here going through very difficult times. Perhaps ailment, terminal illnesses, struggle with the bodies at old age. Lord, we ask for your mercy and grace. Just as we witness the suffering of Jesus, may that give us hope and encouragement. We also know brothers and sisters who can't join us this afternoon, much as they would like to. Because they're homebound or held up somewhere in a home that's caring for those who are not well. Father, we ask that where they are, may they know your presence and your love. Indeed, Lord, we want to be able to say towards the end of our life, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And that like Jesus, we can say, it is finished, for we have lived our life well for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask and we pray. Amen.